الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق، خلق الإنسان من علق، اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم، علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من يريد الله به خيرا يفقه في الدين، وإنما أنا قاسم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا أيها الناس، إنما العلم بالتعلم والفقه بالتفقه، ومن يريد الله به خيرا يفقهه في الدين، وإنما يخشى الله من عباده العلماء. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا حسد إلا في اثنتين، رجل آتاه الله مالا فسلطه على هلكته في الحق، ورجل آتاه الله الحكمة فهو يقضي بها ويعلمها. رواه البخاري. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من سلك طريقا يلتمس فيه علما سهل الله له طريقا إلى الجنة، وإن الملائكة لتضع أجنحتها لطالب العلم رضا بما يصنع، وإن العالم يستغفر له من في السماوات ومن في الأرض حتى الحيتان في الماء. وفضل العالم على العابد كفضل القمر ليلة البدر على سائر الكواكب، وإن العلماء ورثة الأنبياء، لم يورثوا دينارا ولا درهما، إنما ورثوا العلم، فمن أخذه أخذ بحظ وافر. رواه أبو داود. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين. All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, the cherisher, and the merciful one. And peace and greetings be upon Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhireen, Rahmatul lil Alameen, Muhammad Mustafa Mujtaba sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected brothers in Islam, young friends and students, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Islam is a dynamic religion and the only path that leads to Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in His beautiful kalam in Surah Al-Ma'idah, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ وَمَأْوَاهُ النَّارِ وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنْصَارِ. Verily, whosoever associates partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His worship, then Allah says, حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbid his entry in Jannah, paradise. And his final destination will be the fire of Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Allah says, وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارٍ. And as for the wrongdoers in dunya, they will have no one to turn to in the hereafter. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He keeps us firm and steadfast on sirat-i mustaqeem, the straight path, the path of Islam. One of the great attributes given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is that he was sent to mankind as a muallim, a teacher, a prophet who came to distribute divine knowledge. He once said to the companions, "Ballighu anni walau aya," convey to others what you hear from me, even if it is just one verse of the Holy Quran. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned in another hadith, وَمَنْ سَلَكَ طَرِيقًا يَلْتَمِسُ فِيهِ عِلْمًا سَحَّلَ اللَّهُ بِهِ طَرِيقًا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. Allah's Messenger said, Allah makes the way to paradise easy for him who treads the path in search of knowledge. He said to the students of Islam, he who follows a path in quest of knowledge, Allah will make the path of paradise easy to him. The angels lower their wings over the seeker of knowledge, being pleased with what he does. The inhabitants of the heavens and the earth, even the fish in the depths of the ocean, seeks forgiveness for him. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam furthermore, he says, the superiority of the learned man over the devout worshipper is like that of the full moon to the rest of the stars. The learned are the heirs of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who bequeaths neither dinar nor dirham, but only that of knowledge, and who acquires it has in fact acquired an abundant portion. Allah's Messenger has said it is farz, as in an absolute obligation, for every man who believes in me as Allah's Messenger and accepts Allah's religion, Islam, to acquire necessary knowledge of religion. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said that the effort of a man in acquiring this knowledge is kind of jihad in the path of Allah and a means of attaining nearness to him. He also said that neglect in this regard and carelessness was a punishable crime. This knowledge is a legacy of the Prophet's Anbiya alayhim as-salam, particularly Allah's Messenger, and it is the dearest and most precious asset of the universe. The fortunate ones who acquire it and give its rights are indeed the heirs of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. All the creatures, including the angels in the heaven, even the ant on the earth and the fish in the oceans, love them and pray for them.